The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, hello, hello. So there's several of you on hold that are not queued up to have me answer the call, but I'm just letting you know that there's a special number you dial on your phone that says that you'd like to have a question answered. I think it's pressing 1, but I'm not sure, but that's okay. Welcome to the program. Happy Super Bowl. I'm rooting for New York team, the Eagles, even though I have roots in the New England area. I'm still rooting for the Eagles because I loved the movie Invincible. I love Papali, the story about Papali and him being a regular guy. And fabulous little movie. And, of course, I love sports movies. They just, you know, Trouble with the Curve. Moneyball is probably one of my favorites. Field of Dreams. There's a movie out there that a lot of people haven't heard of with Brendan Fraser and I don't know why his name's escaping me, but it's called The Scout. It is a absolutely marvelous movie. But anyway, so I love sports movies. I've always loved sports movies, and I've probably seen almost every one of them out there, even the ones that make me cry. But today, we got the big game, and I'm rooting for the Eagles. And if I could predict a score, it would be 27-23. That's my score, 27-23. So I don't think there's going to be a point spread. So there you go. That's my thought. And, you know, I never encourage you to take out a second mortgage on your house to play, but $1, $5, $10, all about that. That's okay. Then, you know, you feel like you really have an investment in the game. So I'm going to go right to the callers today. I have somebody here from the – let me find them. I'm going to find them here. I'm just kind of taking my sweet time today. 775 area code. Hello, 775. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question for me today?
I've been out of work for about a month now, and I'm just wondering if you could tell me what direction I should be going in so I can find something that's the right fit for me.
Well, okay, so my advice is take anything that's offered to you, even if you don't like it, and then immediately look for the next job. Okay? Because I have to tell you what happened to me. I have to tell you this story because this actually really happened. So I had been out of work for about 2 months because I got laid off from a job. And it was to the point where I was going to need to come up with rent because I was running out of money. I had just paid the first of the month rent, and I only had one more month until I actually needed to have money. So I had applied at all kinds of jobs, and I had interviewed at all kinds of jobs. And so finally I had a phone call, and I think it was a job that was going to pay $12 an hour. And I asked them if I could call them back, because I have an appointment and I didn't have time to talk with them, but, you know, could I call them back and let them know around noon? Because I was waiting on a call from another employer that I really wanted to work for, and at the time they were paying $17 an hour. So obviously I wanted to take the job that paid more, right? So what happened was is they said, oh, yeah, sure, call us back. So when the other job called and said no, they gave it to somebody else who had a bachelor's degree. That was before I had a bachelor's degree. That's what convinced me to go back to get my bachelor's degree. But so I called the other place back and said, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to coming to work for you. When do you want me to start? And they said, oh, you didn't sound that excited, so we gave the job to somebody else. So my advice is take the job that comes to you and immediately look for the next job, all right?
Okay.
But what I'm getting in your cards is that the dream job for you has to be connecting with people that help you make more money, because I think that you have been sort of coasting in your career and not really taking your own happiness seriously. So what I'm getting in your cards is that you're not afraid of hard work, but at the last job you weren't appreciated. So that's why the universe said, we're getting her out of here. So that's why that job doesn't work for you anymore. But it's also saying here that, now I have to ask you a question, Jennifer. Did you finish your bachelor's degree?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what's your degree in?
Social work.
So is that what you want to go into? Because I'm not getting social work here.
I'm open to other things,
okay.
But I do like it.
Okay, so what if you could apply the social work to something that could actually make you more money?
Absolutely,
Okay, so here's my recommendation, is you start looking for human resources administrative benefits jobs, okay? Because you know this aspect, it gives you a good foundation, and I also think that you can find a decent paying job almost right away if you look in the human resources side of things. Now, you can always go back to doing social work, but for you to have a job in human resources makes you more valuable in social work. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be my recommendation, is that go ahead and go for the job that you can learn something different at, but also allows you to go in a whole new direction. See, here's what I'm getting in your cards, which is going to sound weird. I'm getting you evolving sort of in the political ranks with what you do by having exposure to a variety of different things that have to do with people and getting them to work and getting them support. So the HR side of it would be sort of the other way of doing that. But it's interesting because it's saying here that if you decided to move forward and also get a degree in law, that there'd be nothing that stopped you, that you could then turn around and go into the political arena yourself. So I'm seeing something bigger than what you're seeing.
I recently applied for it's for a law firm, a paralegal / social worker position.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of like maybe what you're talking about. And I've tried following up with them, but haven't heard back. I just need to maybe go in and talk to somebody, but I have been looking at different
Mm-hmm. So here's what I would suggest. Have you ever heard me talk about a donut ambush?
No.
Okay. A donut ambush is where you show up at the place you want to work in after you've already applied there with a printed out copy of your resume, and you deliver a couple of dozen donuts to the law firm.
Oh, yeah. I have heard you talk about that. I remember.
Okay. So it's I call it a donut ambush. So what you mm-hmm. do is you stop by, and in your most charming way, and if you really want to make this work, stop at the dollar store today and pick up a vase for a dollar. Then go to the grocery store and pick up some flowers. And the flowers go to the receptionist. The donuts go to human resources.
Okay.
So you say, I brought you this flower so you can have something to brighten your desk. And I wanted to deliver these to human resources. I recently applied for a position here, and I just wanted to come and introduce myself and get a feel for the office. Is your HR manager available? Or is your, you know, whoever's hiring for the job? They just might be busy. But the fact that you get to show up in person and look professional and fabulous and deliver donuts and bring the receptionist flowers, why wouldn't she pave the way for you to meet the HR person or the person in charge of hiring that job?
Okay.
Okay, so that's what I would mm-hmm. do, because I love you going in that direction. I also love you considering the idea that if you do get hired at this law firm, they might have tuition reimbursement as one of their benefits. And then they'll pay for your law school.
Okay.
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 But that's what it's saying.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, gal pal. Awesome to talk to you. Let me know what happens, okay?
Thank you so much for taking my call. Will do.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You.
All right. See you
All
later.
Right,
bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 509 area code. Hello, 509. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Erica Mona. How are you?
Hi, Erica. What's your question for me today?
Hi. Well, I kind of broke up with my boyfriend, Daniel, and I think our real issue is that I'm trying to, like, I want him to be more mature and responsible, and I'm just not getting that from him. Like, I just want us to get our own place, to be independent, and that just hasn't happened. And so I was wondering what you see there. I miss him a lot, but I'm thinking really hard before I kind of just move directions and, you know, move in with him again. It just...
Oh, no, no. I think you did the best thing you possibly could do. The fact that you're not living with him and he's not responsible and you have a very strong idea of what your future looks like, you know, because the best way to create your future is to plan for it, right?
Yes.
I mean, you are the producer of your own life. So what's interesting here is it's talking about that even though this was painful and you miss him, it was the best thing you could have done, gal pal, best thing you could have done, because I'm seeing a new man here. And if you hadn't broke up with the boyfriend because he wasn't putting his big boy boxers on and taking on the world and being the man you wanted him to be, boy, you're making me think of a story. So there was this gal, I got to tell this story. So there was a gal that was a client of mine who she always had a great career, great technical mind, amazing at getting along with people, just wonderful. And so she was married to this guy who always treated her like a princess, wanted her to move forward and be this, wanted her to have anything she wanted. And eventually she actually wanted to live in the country and have horses and, you know, all this. Well, anyway, he got really sick, and suddenly couldn't work. And for probably the last 10 years, hasn't been able to hold down a job. And so even though his health issues have turned around, you know, he's under this sort of depression. Well, not sort of. He's under this depression that nobody will ever hire him. So what's happened is her career now has evolved to something amazing. Well, what's also interesting is that she has met this guy. And it's put her in a really, really tough place because she is falling in love with this guy and he's everything that she wants in a partner. Responsible, college educated, you know, has his stuff together, and yet she feels incredibly trapped and guilty about the fact that now her mm-hmm. husband can't find a job. So the reason I'm telling you that is that your ex-boyfriend may have flights of fancy and maybe even some delusions of grandeur about what he's capable of, but he hasn't shown it to you yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best thing you ever did was break up with him to basically say, I want to see if you have the maturity to be in a relationship with me. So now what's going on is that you put that on the back burner. I don't mind that you go out with him occasionally, but no sleepovers, no commitments, no moving back in with him until he shows you that he's ready. Now, in the meantime, the universe is about to throw you a curveball. And there is this amazingly, delightfully cute, dark-haired, dark-eyed man that is probably going to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have seen him had you not broken up with the boyfriend, Erica.
Yeah, and I just think that you're right. I mean, we do create our own future, and I feel like he was holding me from what I really, you know, can achieve. But I just believe that he would eventually snap out, because we were living at his grandparents, and his grandma is extremely racist, and so it just wasn't gonna work. Like, he's very like-minded like me, but
mm-hmm.
She's just not. And so I think that had an effect, because we have a third wheel, we have someone in the middle. And so I just don't really see him. And I told him, on your first month of work, we can go out and do something, you know.
Right.
But I really doubt that'll ever happen.
Well, I'm incredibly proud of you. I just want to give you a hug and adopt you as my niece, because I'm looking at you and all your potential here, Erica. And over the years we've talked, and every time I talk to you, I feel how amazing you're about to be. And now that you have unhooked this anchor from your ankle, which is the boyfriend, and you're
mm-hmm.
looking at how the universe is trying to present you with like-minded people, everything starts to shift for you. And I have to remind you that the universe is always working for you, even if you don't believe it is. It's always working for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
yeah.
All right, big hug. Thanks for the call. See
you
later.
Thank you.
Okay,
have a good
bye.
Day.
You too, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 850 area code. Hello, 850. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Teresa. How are you?
Oh, hi, Teresa. What's your question for me?
Okay, so I'm 40, and I just came to the conclusion that I probably won't go back to school because I have a lot of, you know, attention deficit problems at this point. So I was kind of wondering, what do you feel is my direction in career, or you know, where should I kind of spread my when looking for a career at this point?
Okay, so when you say go back to school, did you finish any college?
Yeah, I didn't finish.
Okay, but you got college under your belt, right?
Right, right.
So there's an echo going on. Do you have the computer on while you're listening to me?
Yes, and I can't turn it off, or I'm going to end up turning
okay.
you off.
Okay, well then let's have you step into another room so I'm not hearing myself echo. Since you're on the phone with
okay.
me, which is nice.
How's that? Is that a little bit better?
That's way better. Thank you. Okay, so here's the thing. As soon as you opened your mouth and said you were 40, my immediate reaction was fabulous and 40.
Okay.
Okay. So one of the things that I'd like you to do, and I'd like you to remember, is that when people meet you, they like you, and I'm still getting an echo, but I'm going to work with it here. You are somebody that it's time for you to not work for other people. It's time for you to work for yourself. And it may be that you decide to learn everything you can about real estate or some sort of high-end sale.
Right. Okay.
Because what it's saying
right.
is that this last year has been a lot of pain for you.
Mm-hmm.
sorry, I'm just getting that echo and it's distracting me a little bit. But it's talking about a big leap in trust in a brand new direction. So one of the things that I'd like you to do is maybe go to one of the larger real estate companies and ask if they will give you a discount for taking the real estate courses, because most of them will. And then start going to anything that's real estate related. Because it's saying that you're taking a big leap in a new direction in some way. And what I love about you is that you have this way of with people that they trust you when they meet you. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to put you on mute in between.
Okay,
talks.
Well, that
yes.
Actually, that was nice
yeah,
because
cause
I didn't
do.
Hear me echoing. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do the real estate thing.
So,
yes, ma'am.
But here's the big thing is that there are people, I got to tell you this first. There are people around you in the last year that have shown you they're not your friend. And those
yeah,
are the people
hurt.
you need to let go of them and realize that that's part of the universe working for you, partly to show you what you don't want. So 2017 in numerology adds up to a 1, which means that the universe is going to do whatever it can to push away from you people that are actually toxic for you. All right. 2018, however, and especially because as of February 16th, we're going into the year of the dog. Now, the year of the dog in Chinese astrology is all about loyalty, hard work, humbleness. 2018 in numerology is the master year of partnerships. So you add 2 and 1 and 8 together, it equals 11, which is a master number. You reduce that further in numerology to a 2. It's the master year of partnerships. So anything new that you connect into that is like a partnership for you, romantically, friendship-wise, or business-wise, is going to go forward in a very big way. I want to say one more thing before I let you go. 40 is the perfect age to go into real estate because you're mature enough for people to take you seriously. You're young enough to still have the energy. So I really want you to consider that, and it may even be that you decide down the road to start your own property management company or work for a property management company in business development for the property management company where you're leasing large commercial buildings or whatever. But the foundation starts with the real estate license. So, all right, gal pal. Teresa, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Have a
God
great
bless.
Rest of the day. See ya.
All right, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 843 area code. Hello, 843. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura. How you doing?
Hi, Laura. What's your question for me?
I have a little bit of a concern about my kids. Me and my husband separated, and he told me he was moving out to work on his stuff, and it turns out that was a false. He was moving into moving with his girlfriend, which used to be a friend of mine. As of 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, she's
ago,
kind of, she's coming up, by the way, she's coming up as the B word here in your reading.
She used to be one of my closest friends, and I know her games, and he knew them, so it's like I'm surprised they're together. But anyway, about 2 weeks ago, he makes the announcement to my kids finally that he's involved with her, that he's in love with her, that, you know, all this, and that he's disconnecting from them. Now, granted, they're teenagers, and I got a special needs daughter who's autistic, so she's taking it really, really hard.
Yeah.
The friend I knew, the woman I knew, was all about family. So this is a shocker to me as well as my kids.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, what was that all about? Was it his shame in the fact that he's in this relationship and he doesn't want to hear the kids being disappointed in him? Or is she behind this because she wants him to be with her boys?
It's a little bit of all of that, but let me tell you what I think is about to happen. Because the way the energy is coming up here is that he thought when he hooked up with her that this was going to be a great offer, quote, quote, a great relationship. What's really interesting is that he's going to really see how selfish your ex-girlfriend is. He's going to see how...
I got one question I was hoping you could explain to me. He was with her for 3 years. The original reason he started hanging out with her is because they were together, and he
right.
needed to do overnights, where he went opened it, closed at 12, went up, had to open it to 5, and she was closer to the store they worked at. That turned into 6 days, and he did that for 2 years. When do you think you'd stop by then? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, say that last part of your sentence again. You spoke
when
so quickly.
When he figured out who she is by then, because he was saying how he's her soulmate. This is the one he loves.
Okay.
And when she told originally she didn't want to break up the family, go screw yourself, he had a meltdown like I have never seen. He couldn't even eat. He wasn't sleeping, and he looked like a zombie. And let me tell you, he looked like hell.
Okay, so
when
here's
he
the thing. She is coming up reversed. So what started out as sort of a fun, excuse my French, but I'm going to say it, fun, quote, quote, affair. I was going to use a bad word, but I decided not to use the bad word. What started out as sort of a naughty, fun adventure, which is exactly what it started out as, has turned into something where she has presented to him a false idea of who she is. Okay? So she's presented that that relationships should all be about fun and the woman serving him and all of this other stuff.
Sounds about right for step one. I agree.
Okay, so she's created this huge fantasy about who she is to him, right?
Right.
Now, I want to tell you a truth. Men marry women hoping they never change, and women marry men hoping that they do. Okay?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
I thought the old marriage your mother concept for a minute there, but okay, you win.
Well, here's the thing. He's drinking her Kool-Aid in a way that he's believing that what she's showing to him is the real deal. And he's going to discover, according to this, within the next 4 months, that it's not the real deal. And that all you need to do is have your kids text him and tell him that they miss him, because that's true, without being so too overt about it. Just say, you know, your daddy's going through a tough time right now, but just let him know you love him. That's what I tried already.
They refuse to do it.
Okay, that's
as far
fine.
As they're
They'll
concerned.
Still miss, okay,
sorry?
They're still going to miss him. They're still going
true.
To be that. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Just say, you know, he's going through a tough time right now. I don't even understand it. That's how you say it. I don't even understand it, but your daddy's going through a tough time right now. So, so give him a little bit of a break because he doesn't know what he's doing. That's how I would do him. It's almost as if you want to treat him like he has an addiction, because what he's addicted to isn't real.
With all due respect, what I've told them is that Daddy needed some space. That was originally when he moved out, to help get himself back to center. Then it was Jackie has been there for him, and he has found that he has a real tight connection with Jackie, and he doesn't want you guys offended by it, which I thought was a reasonable thing to say. And that now when he sent the text, the thing that bothered me is the last text he sent, which was this past Saturday, once our divorce is finalized, he's marrying Jackie on December 15th.
Well,
that was the coldest thing
he's ever
done to these kids.
But here's what I'm suspicious of. It makes me wonder if Jackie got a hold of his phone and she sent the text.
My daughter thought that Jackie was sending her text when it came from her father. So
what I would do is have your kids send that text to you, and then you send it back to your soon-to-be ex-husband and say, did you actually send this text, or did somebody get a hold of your phone? Because the kids are devastated.
Oh, that's the weird part. I got a forwarding saying, you win, and I got a forward of, your mom's been right this whole time. I'm nothing but a blank, 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 and I'm disconnecting now because I'm involved with Jackie. I sent this to the kids last Saturday.
Okay, but I still think that I still am wondering if that's not him, because you have two cards here that you're going to get to the truth. And sweetie Laura, I got to let you go because I'm only supposed to spend about five minutes on
the call. Thank you ever so much.
And as fascinated as I am about what's going on with you, and I'd love to talk with you further. I just can't right now. But I will tell you that there is a breakthrough that happens connected with this whole situation around July of this year.
We're moving in June.
Right. There's this huge breakthrough where you get to the truth of things, and it ultimately benefits you. But I'm not sure how that is yet. So if you'd like to book a full session, reach out to me through my website, and we'll talk more then. But awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Mona.
All right, see ya. Bye. Okay, bye. All right, I'll be right back, you guys.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
So I played my little Dice Wisdom commercial there because I have this goal that I want to sell a certain number of my apps this year. So you all would do me a huge favor if you would go to dicewisdom.com and download my app on your phone. It's only going to cost $1.99. It's $1.99. And you can ask as many questions on your phone once you download it. So that would be a huge favor to me if you were to download it. Use it when I'm not around for you to ask a question to, because you can ask it right on your phone. And then tell five friends. That would just be awesome if you did that for me. So I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. What's your question?
Hi. So I have been amping up to relaunch my business. I kind of feel like I'm
Yay.
In the middle of that. And it's very good news. But there's a but there. Just when I'm getting ready to start bringing on clients, this last month I have had a lot of sort of situations with my face that I've had, like say today, like my lip is all swollen. And these are issues that I used to deal with years ago, and they were under control for many years. But this last month or maybe more, it's been very upsetting. So I'm sort of slowing down a little bit because I can't really be out there, but I just wanted to know what's going on.
Okay, so you're saying just when you're about to leap forward, you were having this issue with your faith?
Yeah.
So were you raised in an incredibly traditional religious household?
No. No, but I know I have issues, obviously, with being seen. I mean, obviously.
Well, okay, so, and tell me the business you want to launch.
Well, it's relaunching. I help people with their love lives. I do, like, healing work and spiritual work.
Okay, so maybe, and just out of curiosity, do you also have, like, a psychology degree or marriage counseling or anything in your background?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so here's the way I'd like you to do this is in baby steps. I am wondering if there's a way you can find a networking group where you can do a presentation on Valentine's Day, literally about love relationships. Because it's saying that you're supposed to do the big leap forward. It's also saying that part of the example for you to show other people is how you manage love relationships in your own life. Because it's saying that the essence of where this is coming from is how do you manage love relationships in your own life? Which is a weird thing for me to go because I went in a whole different direction with you than you were expecting. Because what it's
saying. Well, I guess it has to do with intimacy. But the thing is that I don't feel like I could even commit. I was just thinking of teaming up with someone I used to work with that's a promoter to, like, promote an event for me. I don't even feel like I could commit to an event because if I have a swelling, I can't be out in public because it's very noticeable.
Actually, if you really want to tackle the fear, is you can say fear presents itself in a really funny way. So here I am with a swollen lip, not because something happened to me, but because I was so stressed out about this presentation that this is how fear shows up with me. And I wonder, and then you say, wait, and then you say in your presentation, how does fear show up in your life when you're attracting into, when you're looking to attract intimate relationships? You could, the thing is that if you actually call out the pink elephant in the living room, the pink elephant's not so big anymore. Because what I'm getting here is I know you have the talent. I know that ultimately you're going to do weekend workshops where it's really all about getting to the point where someone is authentic enough to draw to them the kind of love that they deserve. What it's also saying here is that by you tackling the big pink elephant in the living room by saying, I'm in front of you today. I'm scared to death to be in front of you today. And this, and then you point to your lip and you say, this is how fear manifests in me. Is that it does something to my appearance where I feel like I want to retreat and hide and use it as an excuse. And I'm not going to use it as an excuse. And as soon as you do that, what happens is that you start getting better right away because then fear can't rear its ugly head that way. So what I would do right now when you get off the phone with me is that I would take out a sheet of paper and I'd write down all the things I'm afraid of. Because the thing is that we're usually more regretful of the things we haven't done, not the things we have done. I mean, it's like better to have made a huge mistake and learned from it than to not actually try at all, right? So the way I would look at it is look the fear directly in the face and go, screw you, I'm going to go anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. And the more authentic that you present yourself as a real human, not some, you know, Athena that's been reincarnated by Zeus to be on this planet, if you actually present yourself as a real authentic person tackling real fears, the people that are meant to find you because they're dealing with the same thing will find you. So I believe that we meet people that are almost on the same path as we are in a lot of ways. And so there's no accident that you called into my program today. There's no accident you got on the air today. I have people that hold for over an hour to get on this program. And I'm telling you, I'm supposed to tell you that. One more thing I want to tell you is that you are on the right path with the idea of a partnership for your business, but maybe not in the way that you thought. That maybe this partnership is more about an organization that helps the community in some way, but just also happens to be people that are single.
Okay.
Something like that. That you see, one of the things that I do when I find myself a little stuck is I do something to help somebody, whether it's a charitable organization or anything. I'm probably the only psychic reader intuitive in Las Vegas that does as much charity work as I do. Seriously, I'm probably the only one. And the reason I do that is because I really do believe that we are a catalyst in a very unique way. So your catalyst for other people is to show, this scares me all to hell that I'm up here. And look at what my body did because of the fear. But you're facing
it. It's so weird
because
I've been in front of crowds before. I've done this before. So it's like, why now?
Because this is yours. You're afraid of you making it yours. That's why. That's why that happened. Mm. That's why.
Oh, goodness.
And
okay.
The thing is that as soon as you get to the point where you go, oh, okay, I got to tell you one more story because this goes right along with what you're talking about. So there I was.
The whole face transforms. I mean, it's really like, it's frightening, really.
Okay, so what I would do is I would put cool compresses on my face, I would imagine that the fear is leaving your face. I would do a meditation about that. I would lay on my back with my knees up with a cool compress on my face, and I would imagine that the coolness is taking away the fear. All right, that's what I would do. But I got to tell you a story.
Okay.
So back when I first started doing this professionally, and we're talking 2002. In 2003, a couple of years later, like 2005, I was on the local Fox 5 morning show every Thursday. It was Psychic Thursdays. And people would call in, and I would address their questions, and it was all really cool. So the thing is, though, is that when people asked me what I did, I would just say consulting. That's all I would say. I do consulting. And then if they would press further, I'd say, well, I help people look at their potential. And my tagline on my business is predicting your potential, right? So I really wouldn't say that I was a psychic, because in a lot of ways that word psychic has a lot of negative connotations connected with it, and I always wanted to do it a different way than anybody else, which is why I got the psychic arts license, which is a criminal background investigation. But here's the story. So I'm standing in line at a buffet. And by the way, the latest buffet that's my favorite in Las Vegas is at the Palms, because they set it up like a traditional buffet, but also with tapas. It's amazing. It's a really great buffet. That's a plug for them. So, but I'm at the Palms, but before they did this, and I'm standing next to this little old lady, and we get to talk, and she's very sweet, and she goes, what do you do for a living? And I said, oh, and I looked at her, and I thought, screw it, I'm just going to say it. I'm a professional psychic. And she looked at me, she goes, oh, you mean like Mystic Mona? Which is my business name, Mystic Mona, because I get booked for trade shows and conventions and all that. So when I made the splash into the Vegas community 16 years ago, it was as Mystic Mona. Well, the funny thing is I looked at her and I said, okay, you just gave me the biggest compliment, because that's me. Oh, yeah, it is you. But I guess what I'm trying to tell you is that Jessica, it's time to be Jessica.
I know that. That's why I'm sort of pushing so hard. But my body, like, then the message is like, well, then don't push so hard.
Right. Okay, girl, got to go.
Because you're talking
Thanks
about regret, and that's what I feel. Like, I feel like if I don't do this now, I'm going to be so unhappy. Like, I just feel like I need to.
Yeah, but I think you're going to be okay. And I got to go. If you want a full session, let me know. All right, gal pal.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from I'm going to go to the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
This is May. I am a fan of yours.
Oh, hi, May. We've been trying to connect to get an appointment.
Oh, yeah, you remember me.
I remember you. What's your question today?
Okay, I've been trying to move out of state because I've retired and I want to be with my daughter up in Seattle. But I'm having hell of a time trying to sell my house. I'm just wondering if I could you could tell me when would that happen, or what do you see?
Okay,
and
so there are two things you need to do to get your house sold. By the way, is your real estate agent a man?
No, it's a woman.
Because there's a man coming up here that could sell your house faster, or this is the man that's going to buy your house. There's a man here that wants your house. That's what it's saying, okay? But here's the two things you want to do. The first thing you want to do is you want to write a goodbye letter to your house. And I know that sounds really silly, but you're going to actually, dear house, it's time for me to let you go. This is why I need to go. You need to actually write a goodbye letter to your house, right? The last sentence in the letter is, I release this house to someone that will love everything about it. And then you sign your name, you crumple it up, you burn it. That's the first thing you do. The second thing you do is you go to a Catholic church and you get yourself a St. Joseph statue.
I did. We did.
Okay. And did you bury it to the left of your front door?
Yes.
Okay. So it's already buried?
Yes. Upside down.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter which way you do it, it's, as long as it's buried. Okay, so since you've already done that, I'm going to add a third suggestion to you, for you, is that if you go to my website, which is mona.vegas, so www.mona.vegas, you're going to see on the menu how to sage your home. And it's an actual ritual where you sage, it's a cleansing ritual of your home. So now I want you to do that. Because what it'll do is it'll release any fighting energies from your house, and it'll seal the house with neutral energy, which is exactly what you want. But the whole ritual, I provide it free for people. It's on my website, mona.vegas. Go to the menu, and you'll see how to sage your home. It's the full ritual. A lot of I suggest a lot of people do this on New Year's Day, but you can do it any time there's a shift or a change. So starting a new job, leaving a job, a relationship shifts, wherever, if you lose a pet, if there's somebody that's passed, any kind of shift or life event is when you do this ritual. And for you, you want to sell the house. So what it's saying here is the timing on this is that, and I'm going to actually give you a date. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. If you do this ritual like I told you to do, it's saying that there's an offer by the 17th.
This month?
Yeah, if it's already on the market, it's saying that there's a very powerful influence happening for you around the 17th of this month. So, so since the house is already for sale, now, did you clean out all the clutter out of the house too?
Yes, I moved out and I staged it.
Okay, so that's perfect. So now you're going to, so it's staged, you're going to sage it, and then you're basically turning it all over to the universe that it's time to sell it. Okay? But it's saying that there is something that happens by the 17th of this month. So I would highly recommend that you have your real estate agent do an open house on the 10th.
Okay.
Seriously, on that specific day.
I'm about to lose a pet, and so should I do the cleansing? My, you know, I have a really sick pet, and so you say the life event.
Yeah, and see, that might be part of the reason why the universe hasn't sold it yet, is because you may be in that home until this pet passes.
Right.
But you don't have the pet in the home right now.
Well, I no longer live in the home. I moved to
Right. Okay. Well, then
house.
That's part of the reason why the saging is going to make a huge difference, is since the pet is with you in the new place you're living temporarily until this sells, saging the house is going to clear out the energy. You see?
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 520 area code. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hello, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Well, I just wondered if you see things going better for me and my significant other.
All right, let's see. Well, it's saying your significant other is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And that part of the lesson of you being with this person is to show you what you want and what you don't want in a relationship. So if I were going to ask a yes or no question specifically, will this relationship last? Because I think this is the upshot of your question. Is it saying right now, you're the one doing all the work and not getting a lot back. And at one point, this says you're going to get tired of it. So if I'm asking the question, will this relationship last? According to what you're getting here, a lot of hard work and not a lot of rewards, the answer to that would be no, it's not going to last. And the reason for that is that you're finally tapping into the energy that you really are a catch, you really are awesome, and if this person doesn't appreciate it, doesn't deserve to be a part of your life. That's the point you're getting to. And so so having said that, now you need to decide, okay, what do I want? because the universe always tries to bring you what you want, always is working toward the energies of what you want. So instead of saying, I don't want this, because it's the this that the universe hears, not the don't, right? Is
right.
To switch around going, I want this, whatever this is. So I want a relationship where I feel like I'm an equal partner and that it flows. Because this relationship, according to what I'm seeing here, you're doing all the work and it's not flowing. So sorry, Lisa. That's what I'm getting. See you later. Okay, bye. All right. I've got somebody here from... Let me see. I'm going to go to 260. Hello, 260. Who's this?
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm sorry. Your name skipped out. What was your first name?
Oh, it's Kathy.
Oh, hey, Kathy.
Hi.
Nice to hear from you. What's your question for me today?
Yeah, well, I'm just wondering if you see anything about me selling my house or moving.
Oh, let's look. Okay, I got to ask another question. Is the whack job ex-boyfriend still floating around?
He still tries to contact me, I think.
Because he's still here on the peripheral. I mean, he's still showing up here. It's almost as if he's showing up as your biggest challenge here. That's just weird because, because I've talked to you before and sometimes the full memory of people just shoot right into my head. And then when I saw the card that represents him, I'm like, oh, crap. So the question is, when will you sell your house? It's saying you could sell it as quickly as the end of February, but you might want to wait until the end of April.
Okay, I'm thinking about waiting until the fall to sell it, but building.
Okay, well, because here's the thing. Are you when you sell this house, are you just moving into a house you're creating as your own dream home, or are you moving out of state?
No, I think I'd be creating a new house.
Okay, because it's saying that the person that wants to buy your house, you may meet by coincidence. So it could be that in your usual circle, you're talking about, I think I'm going to sell my house and this is what it is. And somebody might say, well, when you're ready to sell it, call me back.
Okay.
In other words, it doesn't say that it's difficult to sell your house at all. It literally says that it's super easy for you to sell your house.
And but is it successful for me to build and moving
well,
forward with that?
Well, here's the thing, is that you've worked this hard. Why not be in your dream home?
Mm-hmm.
See, my dream home has a full-size laundry room.
Yeah.
Which is the funniest thing for me to say, because most people have their washer and dryer in some little closet you can't even turn around in. I want a full-size laundry room where I can have my sewing machine set up and my ironing board and my washer and dryer and a window.
Yeah.
And be able to hang up clothes when they're drying. I want a 10 by 15 laundry room. Or maybe a 12
by 15.
Wow, that'd
be nice.
I want a huge laundry room. I want it to be its own room. Seriously.
So how do I
get rid of that? And I want it to be on the same floor as the bedrooms.
How do I get rid of that other guy? I mean, is he going to go away? Or what's the story on that?
It's saying that you literally have to ignore him. You can't
even
be nice
to him. I've been doing that.
I mean,
right.
You can't respond to his texts. You can't.
No.
You got to act like you don't know him anymore. But he's still floating around thinking that he's got a chance with you.
Okay. Is anybody good coming in?
Oh, for you? Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has to do with you selling your house. So there's something about that ends up connecting you with someone that's going to be significant for you. All right, gal pal. Awesome to hear
your
voice.
Thank you. Love you.
See you later. Love you too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next week. Enjoy the big game today. And remember to stay aware of what you want because the universe is always trying to bring it to you.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.